Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. All right, let's TLC talk, shall we? My TLC peeps. Oh my God, love you guys so much. Lots to get into today. We have to recap 90 Day Fiancé, of course, that aired on Sunday night. Welcome to Plathville, explosive Welcome to Plathville episode that dropped last night. I mean, so explosive, because I've kind of been doing almost a Welcome to Plathville recap on its own on like Fridays, but I had to include it today. There's so much to talk about. I apologize. On Wednesdays, I haven't always been giving you 100% because if you're new to this podcast, I moved from DC. I was a longtime radio personality, TV personality in Washington, DC, and started my podcast 5 years ago. And probably in the past like 3 years, I've just had this inkling I needed to move to LA to further my career. I loved DC so much. It gave me incredible gifts, but I felt like my growth had ended there, that it was time to see how far I could go in being a TV host, a comedian, a producer. And so on Tuesday nights, I am taking a comedy class here in Los Angeles, getting ready to do our first live performance. And I'm just wrecked. Like I always say, I'm only going to be able to do stand-up at drag brunches on the weekends because by 8 o'clock, I can hardly stand up. You know, I mean, I go to bed at 8:45. So I apologize. I'm like low energy, but I love these shows so much. And you know, on Wednesdays, we always do TLC talk. We always recap. So let's start with 90 Day Fiancé. You know, it was the shut the fuck up heard around the world that people are talking about. I'm talking about Kobe and Emily. Kobe is trying to help out around the house a little bit more and shovel some horse shit for Emily's parents. And Emily is right in his ear telling him everything he could be doing more. Lift the shovel, babe. Get this, babe. Do this, babe. I said it on my TikTok, which hopefully you're following, by the way. It's at the Sarah Fraser Show. Emily's like every drunk girl that we've ever met. You know what I'm saying? Do you know like every drunk girl like that you're out with, right? And you're like, you know, you can't get her to like shut the fuck up the entire night. And then at some point you're just like, fine, bitch. You know, like you're like, she's like, I'm bringing this guy home. I'm bringing him home. Meanwhile, you know, he looks like he ran into every pine tree you've ever seen, you know, sap coming out of his face. Who knows what's going on there? And at some point you're just like, oh, fuck, I don't want this loser at our apartment. And then you're like, fine, bitch, just bring him home. We don't care. All right. He might be the worst lay you've ever had in your entire life, but I'm sick of your drunk ass never listening to anybody else. Emily's like that sober. So, you know, people are so divided on this shut the fuck up. But eventually, in front of her mom, Kobe snaps and basically is like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to, like, do some work. All right, I went on my TikTok. It is very contentious yesterday. And I said, look, I'm right on this. But he owed Emily an apology and he owes her mom an apology, because I don't know about you guys, and I know everybody's different, because a lot of people on my TikTok are like, well, I'm Brazilian, or I'm, you know, this, and we say all kinds of things to each other and nobody takes it that personally. To me, when your significant other tells you to shut the fuck up like that in front of your parents, I mean, that's not good. I never think that's good. It was kind of like for me on Before the 90 Days, when Kimberly threw a drink in Soulja Boy's face. Like, that's just something you don't do. I feel those things are not total deal breakers, but I mean, they're major red flags for me. I mean, just the kind of violent act of like, if you throw a glass in the opposite direction of Soulja Boy because you're pissed, okay. You know, if he had said, Emily, I have to get the fuck out of here. I need a minute. Like, you're too much. I get that. But there's just something to me very aggressive, lose your temper, both for Kimberly and for Kobe in those instances. I don't know. They're triggers for me, but they weren't for everybody. I think he owes the mother an apology too. If I saw that for my daughter, I would not be happy. Now, believe me, I'm Team Kobe. I love Kobe. And a lot of fans, by the way, are doing some deep digging to find out if Kobe and Emily are still together. I can tell you right now from my sources, they are still together. Publicly, you can trace it, whether you're following Reddit, whether you're following their Instagrams, as of Mother's Day. Now, again, that was like May 5th, right? So here we are a month later. Kobe and Emily were going back and forth on Instagram, wishing each other love, how much they loved being parents. I think they are 100% still together. Are they married? Now, we know that Kara and Guillermo are married. I believe that Ari and Binny are still together. I'm not sure I think they're married too. And there's somebody, we know Miniona and Jabri are also married because they got married in, wherever they're from. Okay. I'm working on four brain cells here. So I do believe that Kobe and Emily are still together and going strong. I wanted to read some of the comments on the video that I put up. I thought that Kobe was way out of line. I agree. Emily is so annoying. Here's the latest episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Up. This is my TikTok, by the way.
And I'm just going to say that Kobe needed to apologize. And you guys.
Okay. So I established this on my podcast. Let's read what some of the comments. No, Emily needed to let him do what he was doing. He's in a different country. He's not stupid. She's controlling and she needed to be checked. The only reason I'm mad at Kobe about it was that he should have told her to shut the fuck up sooner. But yes, not in front of the mom. She got what was coming to her. Her mom is no better to him regarding his child. I hope he gets legal help. Comments go on and say, nope, Emily should apologize 100%. She wasn't going to stop pushing him until he reacted. She finally got the reaction she wanted. This was about Emily. I think that nobody really was siding with me. I was thinking, just shut the fuck up. But she kept going. He was wrong and apologized, moving on. So anyway, it's kind of divided, but most people are siding on my TikTok with Kobe. That was kind of the biggest moment of 90 Day Fiancé. I can tell you right now, I mean, I don't know in what universe Eve and Muhammad stay together. Now, Eve is getting ripped, and she's certainly not the first person that this has happened to on 90 Day. Eve is getting destroyed for not knowing anything about Islam. People are saying, you know, either this relationship is completely fabricated. They're so on separate pages. And a lot of people are speculating who's lying in the relationship because, you know, Muhammad says they had these conversations about, you know, she was supposed to start dressing more conservatively and rarely drinking alcohol. She says she never, you know, agreed to do that. She never completely agreed to convert to Islam. He says that that's a deal breaker. I don't see in what realm. Look, to me, she saw some hot 25-year-old virginal sex. You know, she jumped on that date and now she's like, oh, fuck. You know, he's here. She's on the show. She's loving the show. She's gorgeous. She's going to promote, you know, her natural makeup line that she's going to drop. But these two, no way. He's in the gym a lot. I just don't think they're together in any capacity. Let me just have a little water. Her friends, I mean, it was interesting to me, her friends' very tearful reaction about seeing other, like, abusive. And again, I'm not alleging that Muhammad is abusive in any way to Eve. Or vice versa. But her friend had a very emotional reaction to what is happening. All her friends did. They really don't like Muhammad. And I think that comes out real clear. And they do seem quite concerned about Eve. I think Eve has totally moved on. You know, as far as a lot of these couples to me, it seems like they have, I think that they fall in love, they fall in lust, and they, of course, want to be on television. So they don't do a lot of research about each other's religions, and then bam, they get on TV, they realize like, oh shit, they're here, they really want me to convert, or we have a language barrier. The other thing that a lot of people didn't catch until the end on this, And you all know how, look, I get a lot of slack on this show because people are like, you defend cheaters. You never think anything's cheating. I just think that people, I think monogamy is something you really have to work at. And look, I'm monogamous in my marriage now. It's not always easy. I'm not, you know, and look, at the start, I think Schman went out on some other dates with people. I went out on some other dates with people. But we find out Patrick and Thais, that Patrick made out with a woman when they were first dating. And Patrick also reveals in this episode, he is no longer going to keep on the location tracker so that Thais can figure out where he is. Okay. Again, I have a lot of issues with this because Thais to me is very young, very immature. Patrick and his brother have been through a lot of shit. John Boy is like epic to me. I mean, one of the greatest characters. When are they going to let him do like pillow talk? He's so, the Boston accent, the whole thing. I mean, just drinking a beer, 5 in the morning, you know, it's just so good. But Patrick reveals that he made out with a woman when they first started dating. And Patrick, I got to, you know, here we go. And people will hate, but I mean, he made out with a chick. Like, we need more clarification. How far in were they? Like 8 months? They were, because they're a hot couple. They seem very connected. I think they make it, by the way. I think they're very into each other. But I mean, is that a big deal? And I feel like that's going to become a huge focal point. Unless he had sex with someone else, which is what everyone tells me happened with Max and Mariah on Welcome to Plathville. Oh, and we got a lot of Welcome to Plathville tea to get into. So anyway, those were kind of the big revealing things. You know, Bilal and Shida continue to have their issues. I mean, truly the winner of 90 Day Fiancé season 9 is Bilal's ex-wife. I mean, she really knew, didn't she? When she set up and she's like, whoever gets with Bilal, best of luck. You know, at first I kind of thought the show was editing to show the worst of Bilal. But I mean, truly now we're in what, 8 episodes in? And is there anything that we like about Bilal? I mean, you know, he's OCD about the water on the floor. He's OCD about the silverware. I mean, there's another woman. I'm kind of beginning to be with people like run. Now, I think they're 100% still together. My thing for her, I think she is willing to take on his OCD-ness and everything. See, I get a little bit from Shida. She likes the lifestyle. Like, she's there because she really likes the lifestyle, the money. He obviously does very well. And I'm just like, girl, don't sacrifice your want for that baby. Because, I mean, maybe they're pregnant and we don't know and they're going to reveal that. But at least on social media, you know, she's defended him a lot and it does not appear like they've had a baby together. The other thing, of course, you know, Ari and Binny had a lawn sale over the weekend in Princeton. Oh, my God. I mean, she was coming at fans. Did you guys see Ari on her IG? She was like, I'm having a lawn sale because you all think I suck off my parents, my broke ass bankruptcy parents. Because, you know, her parents have filed bankruptcy twice. He's a chiropractor. They got into some financial issues, it sounds like, within their business. And then a home that they bought that they were overextended on. So she like went on. She gave out her address, the whole shit, and had like a lawn sale. Did anyone go? If you went to the lawn sale, did you buy anything? Some of Benny's MMA fighting shorts. I mean, what did you get? TheSarahFraserShow@gmail.com. Well, let's take a pause. Let's thank some of our sponsors and then we'll get right back to. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12, to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. All the exciting stuff on the show. So ZocDoc, guys, if you are looking for a doctor, ZocDoc is where it's at. Finding and booking a doctor who's right for you doesn't need to be a terrible experience. They take your insurance. Well, find somebody that helps you take your insurance, understands your needs, or available when you can see them. With ZocDoc, the answer can be refreshingly pain-free. And yes, some doctors you'll be matched with within 48 hours that have appointments within 2 days. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available to you when you need them. How do I know this? I use ZocDoc myself. Please use my code ZocDoc.com/TSFS to download the app for free. And then also you can just use it on your browser too. Go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS. Download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/TSFS, ZocDoc.com/TSFS. StoryWorth. Guys, Father's Day right around the corner. I love StoryWorth. Have you heard of them? StoryWorth helps you preserve some of the most amazing memories for dad. And, you know, my father passed away when I was 15. I wish I'd had StoryWorth, because my brother and I talk a lot about my dad, like the lessons that he would have taught us. And guys, life is fragile and it's precious. And this is a really wonderful gift you can give your father, the father figure in your life, the stepdad that you adore. Connect through stories by sharing memories. Every week, StoryWorth emails your dad a thought-provoking question of your choice from a huge variety of possible options. Okay, questions like, what was one of your fondest childhood memories? Have you ever feared anything in life? And then, of course, your dad emails back that memory. After 1 year, StoryWorth compiles all of those questions and stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that the whole family can share for generations to come. Give all the fathers in your life a meaningful gift you can both cherish for years to come. StoryWorth. Right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/TSFS. That's StoryWorth.com/TSFS to save $10 on your first purchase. StoryWorth.com/TSFS. And then Dame Products. Guys, you know what? Get yourself something that is a hot vibrator so you can have hot sex in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself something like Nick Cannon so you're having 25 children. I like it. Dame Products has a wide variety of sex toys, including Aloe Lube. I'm all about a good lube. You know what I'm saying? One that doesn't fuck with your pH, because, you know, your vagina is an ecosystem down there. Aloe-based lubricant formulated to the vagina's pH can be used for bodies and on ties. Sex oil. It's an all-natural full-body massage oil formulated with arousing ingredients. And they are known, by the way, for their Ava. It's their first and most iconic vibrator. It's a hands-free couples vibe designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. Now here's the deal. you'll get 15% off. Just go to dameproducts.com. Use the code TSFS when you check out. TSFS when you check out for 15% off your order at dameproducts.com. Also, I am doing for a limited time. Don't have many t-shirts left, by the way. I'm giving you an exclusive Sarah Fraser Show t-shirt when you purchase from one of my sponsors. So you buy a Dame product, snap your photo at checkout, DM me at the Sarah Fraser Show on Instagram, and I will send you a free t-shirt, shipping included. Shout out to Alex and Lauren, 90-day couple, and they, of course, 90-day fiance, and then they have their own spinoff, right, from 90-day fiance. They just won MTV Movie Awards, 2022 Best Reality Romance. So it was good to see them on the red carpet. They look great. They're, of course, pregnant with baby number 3. Awesome couple. Had them on the podcast. Just look up Alex and Lauren, Sarah Fraser Show. You can listen to that interview. Very revealing. I liked them a lot. Welcome to Plathville. Let's talk Welcome to Plathville. Huge episode last night. Enormous. I also have some really interesting tea, some speculation going around about what Olivia may be doing to delete negative comments online. So I want to see what you guys think about that. Huge reveal last night is, of course, Kim and Barry have moved out. Kim Plath has completely moved out. I take it back. I told you guys there was not a shot in hell this would happen, and it happened.
It happened.
Kim moved her shit back to Cairo. Well, I mean, they're in Cairo, but she moved her shit back to, remember the original farm? That farm, by the way, is on Airbnb. So because my old co-host, Andrea Lopez Comedy, and I, we were going to rent that place and do a trip. Down to Welcome to Plathville. Kim has moved back into the old farm, which was where the show originally started, and they're separated. A lot of people are not buying this. So the Plath's old home is called the Farmhouse at the Retreat at Silver Rain. It's a 50-acre property in Georgia, just a few miles from Cairo. The home has three bedrooms, seven beds, and two bathrooms. You can rent it on Airbnb. So a lot of people are calling Kim a hypocrite. She's now wearing makeup, more revealing clothing, listening to pop music, all the shit she condemned her kids for doing in season one. And, people aren't buying that Kim is really separated from Barry. So people think that she is really great at manipulating the situation. And here's what I will say. Everyone, Ethan, Olivia, Max Kalschmidt, that I've interviewed from this show, they all have insinuated that Kim is really the catalyst for that family being on TV. I think Kim is a genius. And I guess that's like one of my dream interviews is Kim and Barry. Now we might have to do it from separate locations. Maybe they can zoom in, I guess, from each farmhouse. But I always wanted to know, they were so religious and sheltered, and yet her goal, because, the family was like in like a family, like a Jackson 5 band initially. The band didn't really work out, and then they pitched a TV show. So she kind of knows what it takes to be on TV, and I think she knows that a separation or, time spent apart is good for the show. I just think to me, what's a little contrived about it is these kids are so emotionally attached to them, right? They don't know anything else. They're homeschooled. I mean, wouldn't they be an emotional basket case if their mom was moving out? All of them were just like children of the corn. They were like, they were just standing there like, what? Like Lydia's the only one that's like turned on because probably she's hanging out with Max. He's telling her about therapy. I don't know. So anyway, that was the huge news that Kim moves out. Ethan Plath did give an interview to People Magazine. I've talked a bit about this. He says that he wants to stay out of their marriage, Kim and Barry's. He still has not, he and Olivia haven't really spoken to Kim and Barry in years now. He says that's still true. Hasn't spoken to them since moving to Tampa. Well, that was well over a year ago. And he implies, which I think is very interesting in this interview, he says he's not sure how much Kim is really sharing with the public. I think that's interesting. What do you make of that statement? Is that statement implying Kim is making this up, like the split's not that really big a deal, or that there is like way more underlying things happening? I'm fascinated. So again, A lot of people think this season is very staged for Welcome to Platteville. I think it's excellent. I think it's one of the best seasons yet. I think it's real. I kind of like seeing a little bit less of Ethan and Olivia. Now, we know we're leading up to the car reveal. Weird. You know, I mean, this is just, to me, this is like, I think I have so much empathy for everybody on the show. I've told you guys I'm Team Olivia. And Ethan, to me, is so sheltered. And like he says in this latest episode, he had to be sneaky growing up because there were so many rules. And I think the older kids really got that more than the younger kids are getting it. So to me, he's one of those kids, like, did you ever go to school with a kid that whose parents were so strict and they were always the ones like fucking like crazy and having and like drinking all the time? That's like, to me, Ethan's rebellion is the lying, you know, is the withholding. I think it's weird. You know, he purchased a car. It's not that big a deal. You know, you didn't impregnate somebody else. But by keeping it a secret for 8 months, it is like, I agree with the tease of like, Olivia, what else is he kind of withholding? Not that it's that big a deal, really, but it's the idea of telling. And I'd be pissed about him telling the siblings, even Olivia's brother. By the way, don't we want to see Mariah and like Olivia's brother hook up? Oh my God. Like that would knock his prayer socks off. You know what I'm saying? Like he needs to get laid and there's a little something there with the hot cocoa. You know what I mean? Anyway, I do agree with Olivia. It's a little sneaky. But I think with him, you know, and I don't think I'm not sure that Ethan has continued therapy. They haven't really mentioned that. He needs to. We all need therapy. And the lying is a little weird. Now, we also find out that Micah is apparently out here in LA and he's had a lot of sleepless nights because he's getting a lot of pussy. You know, he basically says that it's nonstop. And I do believe this. You know, he's a model. He's got some TV fame. Very good looking guy. Nice personality, it seems like. But he now is giving his roommates, basically, sex advice. He is telling them how to kind of have swag. He goes out with a girl and then the girl goes, hey, can I ask you, when was the last time you had sex? And he's like, I want to be honest with you, last night. What? Did we expect that guy? Wow. In between protein bars, this guy is taking LA by storm. I mean, I thought like, oh, he probably needed help out here and I was willing to like see who I knew. I don't think so. I guess this guy is well versed now in the ladies and he's hot. He's a good looking guy. Seems like he's into the ladies. He says he is. I do think at one point, though, the producers asked him if he would date someone trans and he said maybe. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I was like, oh, all right. That'd be another great turn of events. Anyway, that was really big on the show. Oh. Okay, look, this isn't a fucking wind tunnel, Sarah. The other huge story that is circulating, and I'd love to know, and I could kind of see this. So, it has been published in some news blog publications, I should say, that there is a speculation on Reddit, the Reddit Welcome to Platteville feeds, that there are comments about Olivia Plath, negative comments about her. Whatever, you know, being controlling, not letting Ethan do this. And then those comments suddenly are deleted days later, weeks later. A lot of people are speculating that Olivia Plath may be the one running and moderating some of these Welcome to Platteville forums. Fascinating. What do you guys think? I mean, that would be, I don't know how you find that out. I don't know anything about it, but I could see that. I don't know, you know, could that be the case? Maybe it's just a diehard Olivia fan. But more and more people are saying that they are posting on these Reddit feeds. They have to start their own subreddits to get any conversation going about her because on some of the big ones, they are immediately, comments are deleted within days. So fascinating little rumor. Obviously, I have no premise to back that up, but that is what's circulating. Okay, guys, be sure to be following me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show, Instagram, and you can always email me a hot tip, hot lead, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com, anything to do with TLC. Or if you're a former TLC cast star and you would like to tell your story, I'd love to have you on the show. Bye!